Muhammad Nuri, the brother of the late Bahauddin Nuri, says security agents followed his brother around for 3 weeks before arresting him at his local coffee shop in Al Kalak Losangad neighborhood. Nuri says his family wants answers from his brother's killers.
For us, the question is why? Why did you follow Baha? Why did you kidnap Baha? And why did you torture Baha? And why did you kill Baha? So all those questions, we don't have an answer for them. And when we said why, don't just give me a reason. Give me an evidence for the reason. How genuine was the information that you have, and who investigated about the information, and he was following him 3 weeks. If you're following someone 3 weeks, and you understood that this guy is a guilty, then the right process is you go to the police, you open a case, and then you bring him, right?
Nuri says his family was not notified of his brother's arrest. He says his family learned later that a security man in plain clothes stopped at the coffee place to confirm his brother's identity and made a phone call, and then 10 minutes later, more agents arrive in a car wearing plain clothes and carrying AK-47s and ask his brother to get in the car, and they drove away with him. He says his brother was an electrician who made a living by repairing electrical appliances. He says his family was surprised that security agents would target his brother.
Baha is a very simple guy. He don't have a Facebook account. He don't have Instagram account. He don't have Twitter. He don't have WhatsApp. He don't have a smartphone even. For the last 10 years, he used a very simple phone. You know, this is how we make communication. So he's a very simple guy. He have nothing to do with the politics.
Nuri says his family met with Sudan's attorney general and demanded an independent autopsy on his brother's body to learn the exact cause of death.
Every single person who signed a paper, who did everything, who bring the information, whomever he is, he has to come to the court. They have to give us a full evidence of why he did that. And what was the result of the data analysis? What was the result of the 3 weeks? Why you took him? And then whatever they are going to say, the fact is you took him, you kidnapped him, you killed him, you are a killer. Everyone who put the finger on that, we are going to send you to the court and you are going to be paralyzed. But the question of why need to be answered first.
Sudan's Attorney General Tayasir al-Hibir told South Sudan in Focus his office was notified of Bahauddin Nuri's death by a member of the Rapid Support Forces. Al-Hibir says he immediately opened an investigation based on an initial autopsy, which he did not mention torture as a cause of death. He says he ordered a second autopsy based on a request from Nuri's family, which he says proves that Nuri was murdered.
Indeed, we got the results today, and based on that, we opened a criminal case under Article 130, which is murder, because it was revealed to us that one of the reasons of death was torture or violence. And I immediately requested from the Rapid Support Forces that those involved in the arrest and illegal detention of Nuri be stripped of their immunities and handed over to stand trial.
The spokesperson of the Rapid Support Forces, Brigadier Jamal Juma'a, released a statement Monday admitting that Nuri died after being detained by the RSF. Juma'a says the commander of the Rapid Support Forces has suspended RSF's investigation into the incident and ordered all those involved with Nuri's arrest be stripped of their immunities and handed over to the Office of Public Prosecution to face justice. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.